I love a good play, and the other day I went to see Da in the Watergate. It was very funny and brilliantly acted. I really admire the writers and creative team involved in these type of productions. They are so clever. Kilkenny and Carla have their fair share of talented actors and writers too. Devious Theatre springs almost immediately to mind.
Ken McGuire, I'm with the Devious Theatre Company in Kilkenny.
Ken has a great lost and found story.
Aisling Kelly,
ACLR,
Detective Inspector for Lost Things.
Ken, last September you were in Dublin and you were having a great time, and then suddenly drama struck.
Disaster. Drama on the theatre scene. Yeah, we were up in Dublin for the Dublin Fringe Festival. We had a show running in Dublin for the week. Late night show, and then we go back to... we'd all been going to a particular bar, and, you know, all the actors and everybody else, all the other crews get together for the night. The night had gone great. Got the taxi home, put my hand in my pocket to pay for the taxi, and realised that my wallet wasn't there. I'd had cash on me. I know I'd been using cash for the night, but wallet wasn't in the jacket, wallet wasn't in the pocket, wallet wasn't in the taxi. Looked all around the house that I was staying in and wasn't there, and then remembered, of course, I'd had it out with me. That was the last time I had seen it. It had disappeared, presumed stolen at that stage, just lifted from my jacket.
This is L&FI. L&FI. Lost and Found investigates.
All the company cards were in my wallet. All my personal cards were in my wallet. That's kind of going across three banks. So you have to cancel this credit card and that credit card, this debit card and that debit card. Your petrol card is in it, your super value card is in it, your rewards cards are in it. I had a book voucher in it, I had business cards in it, I had my festival pass that showed I was an actor involved in the festival and to give me access into things at Dublin. I had half my life packed into the wallet. And I cancelled everything, retraced my steps. I'd been staying in Rathmines, walked the full length from Rathmines back into Dublin in case I had dropped it. At some stage, went back into the bars, went back into the venue, went to the festival office, went everywhere I could. No sign of it. And at that stage, with everything cancelled, just kind of bit the bullet and gave up. It was a bit of a disaster, we'll say.
Tell us about the play you were staging at the time.
Yeah, we were doing a play in Dublin Fringe. We were in Players Theatre in Trinity College in Dublin to perform War of Attrition. The irony being, like, it was our first time to bring a show to Dublin as well. So first time to tour a production. All the cast and crew were all staying in Dublin. We're getting to know kind of other Dublin companies and other Dublin actors. But the show itself was great. It also kind of deals with stolen stuff in terms of stolen identities and identity theft and people getting a hold. What happens when people get a hold of information that has been stolen, like your name, like your credit card number, that kind of thing. So that was I don't know if it was kind of just like art poking fun at life at the time.
Is it Hamlet or is it Macbeth that someone always plays a character and they die in it? Did you ever hear that story before about a Shakespearean play? Like, do you think the play you were in, like, maybe sometime now, if it does come to Kilkenny in December, if someone else loses, like, a wallet, that it must be cursed as well because you're dealing with, like, missing identity of people and cards?
If it turns out that we have written a play that is cursed from the moment and causes people to lose stuff, John Martin, I'm going to be gunning for you as the writer. There's going to be words had there. I'd hope not. A lot of people get to take away stuff from it. I can't recall anything else that went missing during the show, except for the producer's wallet and all of his methods of payments and living for the week in another city. But no, I would say when it comes back to Kilkenny, would be safe enough. Wallets should be safe enough in Kilkenny.
Anyway, Ken, it's hard to believe these days that there are still very nice people in the world, as a miracle happened.
Yeah, and a really weird one. So last week, which is about pretty much 10 months to the day that I've been in Dublin, got a phone call out of the blue here to the office going, hey Ken, look, if you're still in the area, I'm after finding your wallet, I'm just about to pop in here, I can leave it at the desk, or I'll hold on here if you want to come back and meet me. And I was like, oh Jesus Christ. So I put my hand into my pocket, going, no, okay, my wallet is still here. I said, are you sure it's mine? Yeah, it's got your name on it, it's got your business card in it. It's like, no, it's still in my pocket. She's going, are you sure? She said, like, it's got your Visa card in it and your MasterCard is in it, and there's like a couple of cards with your name on it. And I was like, oh, where are you? She said, oh, I'm just on Herbert Place. I was like, Herbert Place? There's no Herbert Place in Kilkenny. I said, I'm in Kilkenny. I said, I'm living and working in Kilkenny. I said, how have you something that is supposed to be mine? She said, no, I'm in Herbert Place. I'm in Dublin. Just found your wallet out on the street. And it was like a penny drops. I'm like, God, I said, you're not going to believe this. But almost this time last year, I said, I was out for the week in Dublin. Had my wallet taken on me. And I'm gonna guess that's it. And she's like, this is amazing. It's just out in the middle of the street. She found it. She said, God, look, you know, if I'll leave it here if you want to come and collect it. She said, or I'll post it down to you just so you can be reunited with it. So to Sylvia, who found the wallet, I said, thank you very much. But she did. She posted it down. The wallet came down to me. When she told me where she was and where she found it, I punched it into Google Maps, and it's maybe 3 or 4 kilometres away from where we had been for the night, in completely the opposite direction to Rathmines. So I've no idea how it ended up there. It's going to remain one of these kind of mysteries.
Have you ever lost anything else before? Because I've lost a few things. Nothing as big as my wallet, but I've never been reunited. I just think someone, you know, just takes it and they're like, oh, you know what? We won't bother like trying to find the owner. But this lady was obviously very, very generous and very kind. And would you go as far as calling her your guardian angel?
It's one label you can put on somebody. I don't know if I go that far. I have lost, Jesus, the last 12 months have been really awful in terms of losing stuff. The jacket at the wedding was like the final straw. I just snapped after that stage because I really loved the jacket. I mean, I love the pants that go with the jacket, but the jacket was great. But last year was the biggest one, and I put it up on Facebook as well after I got the wallet back. Oh, geez, you know, this is brilliant. Woman in Dublin is after finding my wallet after all of these months. That's like 10 months ago. I said, okay, well, 12 months ago, I lost my camera, iPad, laptop, lenses, pretty much everything bar my passport was stolen from an airport in France. I was going over for a couple of days. I'd landed in the country about half an hour and was taken by two people who disappeared out the door and into the wild. So I was like, okay, well, if I had to wait 10 months to get the wallet, I don't mind. I'll wait kind of another 2 months and see if anybody has anything else belonging to me that they'd like to return. That'd be great. But if she is a guardian angel, maybe she could have a word with like French airport police or kind of people who steal stuff out of airports and get that gear back. That'd be really good.
Ellen FI was presented by Aislinn Kelly, produced by Monica Hayes, and made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.